Hey there, welcome back to a new episode in the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Reicher, so excited to be here with you. In this episode, I'm talking about how to grow to six figures with your online business. I'm basically giving you a roadmap, a step-by-step approach, the pillars that you need to know about to build a six-figure online business. So this is part two. Last week, I shared part one on the podcast. So if you haven't listened to this episode yet, I recommend that you do that first and then come back here. In part one, I talked about number one, your vision and why you need to know your why you're doing this and why it's okay to want to make money and earn a sustainable living, even when your biggest motivation is helping people. And number two, your niche and why having a specific clear niche is more important than ever when it comes to building an online business. Are you ready for the next pillars of a six-figure business? That's what I'm talking about today. But before we start, I have a special announcement. Doors to my premium program, the Blissful Biz Incubator, are open right now, but only for a limited time. Inside the incubator, we help you to elevate your brand, create a premium online program, and get more sales so you can have consistent revenue, work with your dream students, and make a bigger impact, knowing what to focus on to get results and really grow. Here's how we do it. We'll help you nail your niche and create a magical brand by sharing content that makes people say, "Ooh, I want to work with her." We develop your signature online program and then focus on a proven process to sell it and to launch it again and again. You will learn sales systems, set up funnels, and how to grow your audience in a strategic and aligned way by smartly repurposing content, not getting lost on the social media hamster wheel. It's really like no other program out there because we give you step-by-step trainings, templates, layouts, copy swipe files, everything you need to take action and implement, right? But also one-on-one sessions every month with me, personal feedback on work you submit. So for example, your copy or a sales page, so you'll know you're doing it right. And weekly group coaching calls where you can connect with other amazing entrepreneurs from all over the world, get your questions answered. We have a mindset coach, a copy coach. It's really the coolest program ever. Go to SusannaReicher.com/apply to get all the details and send in your application so we can chat if it's a good fit for you and the support you need. And now let's dive into how to grow your business to six figures. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Reicher, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week, you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. When you know your niche, the next pillar of a successful online business is your offer suite. What are you selling? When you're not selling anything, you don't have a business. This should be obvious, right? But a lot of people stay stuck in that phase where you work on your brand and website and strategy and free content and growing your audience without actually selling anything. I don't think this is smart. Even if you don't have to sell something right away because you have another income, right? Or you're not depending on the money, but you can be blocked here by limiting beliefs. Like, I'm not good enough. I need another training first and then I can sell something. And there's this fear of people judging or that nobody's going to buy. This is real. And the best way to overcome those mindset blocks is by simply selling. Set up a coaching package or private yoga sessions or create a small digital product. Sell something. That's the most important thing in having a business. But of course, you also want to be strategic about your offers. And there are things to consider when it comes to growing to six figures. When you are at that level, you have some offers already set up, you are in business, and now you're ready to make a bigger impact, to increase your income, it's important to look at your offers. What and how much are you selling at what price point? What offers bring you a lot of joy? What offers might take up too much time and energy? And are your offers aligned with your niche and build up on each other? Those are all things to look at to create a strategic and aligned offer suite for your business. The biggest mistake I see people make here, and I've been there myself, is creating more and more offers and selling them at a low price point. This doesn't work in most cases because when you only have a small audience, and that's where we start, right? You don't get enough sales and you're not earning enough. When you sell an online course for $200 and you sell 10 spots, you make $2,000, which is nice, but not really life-changing. And it's not easy. Don't think that you can then put it on your website and then you get 10 sales per month automatically. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. And I should know, I have my courses on my website. You can buy them automatically if you want to. So they're on evergreen, right? A few of my offers. But really, very rarely somebody does, right? So there's always something else that people need, a deadline, some special bonuses, a special discount to help them come to a purchasing decision. So it's not enough to just create the offer and put it out there, right? And so about pricing. When you set an online course for $2,000 and you sell 10 spots, that's $20,000. And that's life-changing for most of us. This is the kind of revenue that allows you to invest in your business, in hiring a team, paying for ads, investing in growth, right? It doesn't have to be an online course as well. It can be a one-on-one coaching package or retreats or a yoga teacher training. Create an offer that you sell at a premium price point for at least $1,000. This is when my business changed, when I did that. This is when I reached six figures for the first time in my business, when I created my first course that I sold for over $1,000. Focus on this one offer, your signature program. Make it a success. Make it better and better. Become known for it. You can grow to six figures selling just this one offer. You don't need a low ticket offer and downsells and a pyramid of things when you're just getting started. It's probably a lot smarter when you stop yourself from creating more and more offers. Instead, focus on selling and marketing your one main offer, your signature program. All those other things, they can be helpful, and there will be a time in your business where you're going to add them, but not when you're getting started. Okay, one more thing I want to say about creating your offer suite. No dead-end offers. Don't create offers that are a dead end for your customers. Where they purchase from you, they are super happy with their results, and there is no next step. This is a dead end. When you are ready to create more offers, you want to be strategic about them, and they all should build on each other so that there's always a next step to take. They all lead to your signature or more premium offers. So this can look like a low ticket offer, like a mini course that you sell for $47 or $97 and then teaches one single thing, gives a quick win. And then the next step could be a self-study online course where you cover the topic in more detail. And then you have your premium program, your signature program that also includes coaching calls and support where you go deeper and your students have a deeper transformation or maybe a one-on-one package. Can you see how that works together? Why, when you create, let's say, a yoga for beginners course and a meditation course, and maybe also a booklet for yoga teachers to help them create sequences, that's not a strategic offer suite. This is not going to help you grow your business in the most efficient way possible. So remember, start selling offers as soon as possible when you start your business. Then create a premium offer and stay focused and don't create more and more offers all the time. The next pillar is your audience. If you want more sales, you need people who are ready to buy from you, obviously, right? You need new people to see your offers all the time. This is traffic. Like people who come to your website or see your social media posts or hear you speak on a podcast or see an ad. This is all traffic. And here's the hard truth, my friend. Getting traffic, it's hard. It's freaking hard for everybody. And it's also a really important part of running your business and of being successful. The hard truth is it's going to take time, energy, or money. It's always going to cost you. The biggest mistake I see here is not having a strategy to get traffic and to grow your email list. This has to go hand in hand. Just posting a few times per week on Instagram isn't enough. Just having the goal of growing a following on Instagram isn't enough. You need to build your email list. And for an online business, sharing free content consistently and asking people to sign up to your email list, giving them a freebie in exchange, it's what's been proven to work and what really all the big names are doing. Like Amy Porterfield, she still puts out one or two podcast episodes per week, right? After years and years and years. Or Marie Forleo, she still has a new video every single week. The consistency of putting out free content, this is how you attract new people into your world all the time. This is how you build your expertise. This is how you build trust. This is how you establish yourself as an expert. That can be a blog or a podcast or YouTube videos. When you create content for those platforms, you create longevity because that content is searchable and can help you get found on the internet. Social media for me is more about building a connection with my followers to build trust and also help establish myself as an expert. But I don't rely in my business on social media. I know from entrepreneurs who lost access to their Instagram or Facebook page, and it's super difficult to get it back. That can be a nightmare. Actually, my Facebook ads account once has been blocked by Facebook. There was a plugin that got hacked and then my website wasn't working right, so they blocked it. And it took me, I think, 6 months or so to get access again and be able to run ads again. But my business survived because I had my content library, I had my strategy of creating content, and people found me on Google and I had my email list. The next pillar is sales funnels and launch strategies. This can be really simple, but you need to have some kind of strategy in place. When you are creating a new offer, don't just put it out there and tell people that they can buy it. Have a launch strategy in place. The biggest mistake I see here, playing small. And boy, this is my thing. This is where I got stuck in the past. It's that awareness to know what about wanting a chilled, blissful business, keeping it simple, right? And what's really giving in to fears that might be holding you back and stop you from showing up in a bigger way. This takes practice and mindset work, which is the last pillar that lies over everything. Mindset is so important when you are an entrepreneur and it influences everything. This is the biggest difference between being employed and being the CEO of your own business. It's your mindset, and this is something that you need to be working on all the time. When I started my business, I didn't think I had any mindset issues. Thank you very much. I was like, just give me the strategies and I go from there. Of course, that couldn't have been further from the truth. Playing small is just one example. I saw other entrepreneurs spend big on Facebook ads in their launches after the offer has been proven, and I wasn't doing that. I'm probably still spending less on ads than other people, but you know, awareness, it's always the first step. Or pitching myself to other people's podcasts. I know I should be doing it consistently, but somehow it always falls off my to-do list. That's a mindset block right there. It's because it's uncomfortable pitching yourself. I know I'm not the only one who feels that way. And while in my head I know it's important, my inner little mindset elf is saying, no, no, we are not doing that. This isn't safe. And then when I become aware of that, right, I can work around that. I can work with that. So maybe start in smaller steps, just one pitch per week and slowly building up my resistance. And what also helps is surrounding yourself with other entrepreneurs who are doing the same thing, who are going through the same struggles. And of course, having a coach who will call you out and tell you, hey, I'm thinking there's a mindset block right there. Let's talk about what's really going on. This is one of the things we do inside the Blissful Biz Incubator. Besides giving you all the trainings and strategies to master all the pillars of a successful six-figure online business. Beside the one-on-one calls, where I'm going to call you out, right, in a very loving way, we also have a monthly mindset coaching call with life coach Lisa Garber. She's from Canada. She's amazing. I think she's been one of the first life coaches there. And just being on her calls or listening to the recordings, it's like a hug or a soft blanket around you. That's what people have been saying. You too deserve this kind of support, and you deserve this kind of business, a business that gives you the financial and emotional freedom to live your best life and help people to make this world a better place. If you would like to work with me, if you are ready to take that next step to elevate your brand and your offers and your sales strategies and build a thriving online business, apply today for the Blissful Biz Incubator. Doors are open right now until May 23rd for the next cohort, and then the doors close, and I don't know yet when I will open them up again, probably only in autumn. And you'll also get bonus live trainings and hot seat coaching on creating a premium signature program and really elevating your offers and sales. Go to susannereicher.com/application to get all the details and send in your application today. It just takes you 2 minutes, and there's no obligation to join or pay anything by doing that. And then we can chat if the incubator is a good fit for you right now and what kind of support you really need to reach your goals. I hope you enjoyed this two-part podcast episode and it inspired you to dream bigger, to reach for your goals, because I know you can do this. I believe in you. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereicher.com right now. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereicher.com/bootcamp. That's susannereicher.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings
all of the recordings, in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.